Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it's Adam Williams. Adam, you are an author, speaker, coach, and you are the co-founder of Pennywise Tax Strategies and the founder of Rust Belt Business Law. Your website for Pennywise is pennywise.tax. Adam, it's great to have you.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Listen, before we kind of get going, how's the summer been going? I don't know if you've been geeking out on anything lately, or what have you been doing for fun when work is all done?
Yeah, I have too many hobbies, but my wife and kids and I spent 35 days in our RV, traveled the entire country. I'm working on getting my pilot's license, and I'm finally getting my race car running. So with all three of those, there's usually plenty of stuff for me to talk about with people.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially those last two. I mean, that's, well, you know, if you have a car that are you're not driving.
No, I drive.
Are you going to race? Yeah. Are you going to have
it's
it
actually,
raced?
It's actually, Uncle Sam helps me pay for my race car because I built a tax strategy around it.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So then you'll have a driver for that, and they'll actually participate in races and stuff?
I drive it. I do track days and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm team owner, crew chief, and driver, and backup driver.
Okay. Nice. Very nice. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And certainly, like I said, something that'll keep you busy. We're recording this, you know, kind of in the middle of 2025 here into August, and, you know, this will publish, you know, somewhere around September or whatever. And what a, I guess, tumultuous or you know, a year, or at least a year where there's been just a lot of movement, maybe some confusion, mm-hmm. you know, with, oh, this is happening, no, it's not, or, you know, it's, would you mind just kind of starting off, and we'll definitely talk about your work. For founders that are listening to this conversation right now, as of where we are today, give us a lay of the land for 2025, particularly for SMB business founders.
Sure. Yeah. So I should probably keep track of how many presidential administrations I've survived, but certainly this year has brought more chaos and uncertainty than any prior year. And I don't mean that in a positive or negative way.
Yeah,
that's the reality.
Right.
And I think the other factual piece of that is the rate of change of things this year, especially legally and policy wise, things have never changed so fast. Things have never moved at such a rapid rate. So I think people have spent a lot of the year trying to play catch up, trying to figure out what's going on. And we're now about 30 days after one of the biggest pieces of legislation, especially as it relates to tax. To tax was signed by the president. So we've got 900 new pages of stuff that we're learning and digging through. And so you've got the tax piece that everybody's worried about. But then, of course, oh, yeah, we're also running a business where we've got to continue marketing, and our clients and customers and patients are worried about what's going on in the economy. And some new tariffs took effect today that I just read about. And there's so much chaos and so much uncertainty that I hate the phrase unprecedented. But there aren't a lot of situations that we've seen where all of these things are happening at the same time like this.
How is it? So, you know, obviously, you know, we're in a situation where you better have somebody to help you navigate this, because if you're making the same decisions based on years past, that could really come back to bite you. And my observation is this, this seems to be creating a lot of, concern is one way to look at it, but, you know, just, I don't know, and pensiveness might be another way. Confusion is another way. I don't know. What are your observations in terms of like working? What I'm hoping, Adam, is that you could share a little bit of normalcy that if someone, a small business owner, is feeling a little overwhelmed, I want to let them know you're not alone, right? And again, I just so like you,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to address the good or bad of it. It's outside of our control. This is just what it is. I'm like, I've been a consumer expert and advocate in the media, you know, over 3,000 media appearances. I've been a syndicated newspaper column writing on consumer skills for the past 20 some years. It's close to 20 years. It's hard to keep up. Usually we have to, we used to have to like, oh gosh, what do we write about this week? Now it's what do we pare down to talk about this week? You know, just helping consumers, make smart decisions. But again, with business owners, it can get even more cumbersome. All right. Provide some normalcy and like what you're hearing from other business founders and leaders.
It has never been as important as it is right now to work with experts on things. So yeah, I talked about legal and policy and government and all that crap. Yeah. But also, what about like AI, right? Well, we all have enough stuff going on in our lives that I can't go and figure out AI and update my marketing and figure out what's going on with tax policy changes. So I think the time is now, if you don't have it in place, to assemble your board of trusted advisors that you go to, especially with people that have experience and expertise and knowledge, and now more than ever, probably really niche expertise in things. So, you told me your audience is we're grownups. Not sure how I got in the room, but I think it's time to mature it a little bit and realize that we can't do it all on our own. In fact, trying to do it all on your own is what's going to continue hindering your growth. Yeah. So when it comes to everything that's going on right now, having that sounding board, having those people that you talk to. So like I do a little bit of coaching work on the side. I have a mastermind that I put together with local business owners. And yes, I'm the facilitator and I have the most experience and I have the biggest business of anybody in that room. But I'm still learning from the people that are sitting in there because there's things that they know or that they've experienced that I haven't seen before. So I think it's more important than ever to make sure that you're in rooms with people whose advice you trust and who have experience with the things that you're trying to do.
Yeah. You also mentioned AI. Adam, what are you seeing? Like, how does that affect your world?
The effect right now is significant, but it is so insignificant compared to where it'll be 12 months from now, 60 months from now, 10 years from now. This is where I've been actually spending a lot of time recently, is the rate of change that AI is going to cause is going to be incomparable to anything that has ever happened in the history of the world. The book that I'm reading right now is saying, you know, we're working towards this artificial general intelligence, and it's going to be able to problem solve complex scientific blah, blah, blah. And the book is saying, and you know, ChatGPT-5 is going to be the biggest hurdle towards that we've ever seen, and we can't wait for that to come out. And literally today, I think they're unleashing ChatGPT-5. So I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen. Every industry is going to be completely disrupted. Like, yeah, we use AI in our marketing and in our data analytics and in a whole bunch of other ways, but the way that it's going to transform and be able to actually complete work for us, both at a low level and at a very high level, it's blowing me away. It scares the crap out of me, but that also motivates me to try and figure as much of this out as possible.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, this is disrupting organizations and people because employers need to make big decisions, you know, as to, listen, our competition is already moving forward and streamlining using AI in this way. You know, do we keep up? We have to make personnel decisions. You know, that affects hiring, that, you know, affects culture. There's that side of it. And then of course, you know, there's the business owner side of it, and like I have to, you don't want to stay stuck in the past just because that'd be silly, but are there so there's that, you know, and I appreciate, you know, having the conversation around that operationally. You know, obviously I think, you know, with you in the room, Adam, you know, I think it's really important to kind of talk about tax strategies. The average business owner, like if they're just using, let's say, a tax preparer, they're just using a bookkeeper, Is that enough if they're doing, kind of like typical, kind of maybe mid six figures, maybe kind of low seven figures in business? They could have an e-com company, they could be an agency, a service provider. Why is not working with a strategist, why could that be a very bad idea?
Because you work too damn hard and you want to be able to keep more of your money. So it's not for me to tell you whether you need it or not. I tell people to go and look at your tax returns. On page two of your 1040, it says what your total tax bill is for the federal government. And if you look at that number and you're okay with it, your relationship is fine. There's no reason to change anything that you have going on. Most business owners don't even know what that number is, and then when they do look at it, they're ready to throw up in a garbage can, and that's when they call us and say, "Hey, what do you guys do that's different?" And really what we do is we completely flip the lens on your tax bill and tax preparation, where when you sit down with your accountant in the first quarter of the year, you're looking backwards, you're looking historical, you're reporting on what happened. What we do is we sit down and look forwards and say, "All right, we got 4 months left in this year. There's laws changing 5 weeks from now. There's stuff that's going to expire on December 31st. There's things that you can do now, and chances are things that you were doing already that we can account for in a certain way to save you tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands." We've got clients that we've saved seven figures on their taxes. And these are not massive corporations. These are, I'd call them mom and pops. They're single shareholder businesses, or maybe a husband and wife that own them. They're obviously doing well and very successful, but $1 million a year that you can save on a tax bill. We started our journey, Jackie and I, she's a CPA, my wife. We started our journey the first year. We started putting some of the stuff in place. We saved ourselves $250,000 on our taxes. Like, that's real money. And we've been through seven or eight different tax preparers in our career, and as our businesses grew, and nobody ever said, "Hey, there's things that you can do differently." It was always, "Congratulations, here's how much you owe. How much do you think you're going to owe next year?" And that was it. That was the end of the conversation. So we decided to change that because it's not the smart way to do things.
Obviously there's, you could answer this question. I mean, there's an infinite number of strategies, potentially just depending on unique circumstances. But I would imagine you probably see some patterns of some of the most overlooked tax tips. What are like one, two, or three tax tips that you had mentioned? Like, listen, if you're not doing this, here's an example of something that you ought to be, because that definitely saves you some money. I know, shame on me, for only learning about something like the Augusta rule, a couple of years ago. And I think about all of the years that, I could have been using that. I mean, that's an easy one, especially, my wife owns a small business. I own a small business. I didn't mean to lead the witness here, but, what are some of the common ones that you come across?
No, I think that's really important, because the answer that I give on social media is different from the answer that I give when we're meeting with clients. I got to give the sexy answer when we're on social media, because we got, "How do I write off my Rolex and my race car and my airplane and blah blah blah?" You want the truth? The number one tax strategy is to look at your profit and loss on a consistent enough basis and make sure that your expenses are in there. Like, do you know how much? We're here, it's beginning of August. We're in the third quarter of the year. You have any idea how much money you've made so far this year? Maybe you know the revenue number, because that's a vanity metric and we like to compare that year over year. But like, really, your profit, your wages, what we call it, your total owner benefit, like what you take home, do you have any idea where you stand so far this year? 95% of business owners have no clue. And I don't even mean just like the small time, maybe you're only doing 100,000 in revenue. I met a guy a week and a half ago now that has a $20 million business, a very profitable $20 million business, and he has no clue how much money he's made this year. He thinks he has an idea. So that's the boring answer. That's the textbook answer, is like, start looking at your P&L, start looking at your bookkeeping, and make sure your expenses are in there. This guy that we were talking to with this massive business, he's like, "What about offshoring? What about revocable trusts? What about blah blah blah?" And it's like, "Well, I don't know. Do your kids work in the business?" "Yeah." "Are they on payroll?" "No, they're just here to work." "Okay, well then let's put them on payroll, because that's going to get them out of your really high tax bracket and into a zero tax bracket." We did talk to him about the Augusta rule. He wants to buy a vacation home. So we're like, "All right, what are you looking at?" "Big ass lake house." "Cool. Have you considered putting that in, doing it as a short-term rental? Because there's huge tax benefits for that. And this is a guy whose income fluctuates every year. He's going to have a big income there year this year. So it's like, all right, let's look at some changes with the One Big Beautiful Bill. Let's look at doing that cost segregation study. It's really a case-by-case thing. Other foundational stuff, we make sure you're in the right type of entity. This gets really nuanced. Even when I was in law school and when I was in getting my MBA, the common advice was like, yeah, set up an LLC, make an S corporation election. But it turns out that we have a lot of clients that are considered small businesses that they're way better off being a C corporation, or better off setting up some different partnership arrangements depending on what they have going on. So we always look at choice of entity, Augusta rule, like you mentioned, putting your kids on payroll. And then again, I'd like to do an analysis of what else do you have going on in your life and what can we do in a tax advantageous way. For me, it was the race car. Jackie and I just went to Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and there was a business reason for the trip. But it was only one day of business. We were able to stretch that into 5 days in Las Vegas and write off our plane tickets, our meals, our hotel stay for the entire duration of that trip, even though we were only there for one day of business. So, before we need to get into the really crazy obscure stuff, do you want to move to Florida to save on your state taxes? Great, if that's what you want to do. You've already done that, Josh. Good job. Do you want to relocate to Aruba? Like, you don't need to disrupt your entire life just to save money on your taxes. And in fact, we advise against that. We prefer that you take the things that you're already doing and find a way to get Uncle Sam to help with it.
Adam, your website, pennywise.tax. For our friend that's listening, I know you've got some great resources here. And then obviously, there's tax guide, and this is where they would connect with you. Go ahead and share with our friend that's listening right now, where do they go from here? If they'd like to maybe discover where they might be way overspending to Uncle Sam.
So if you go to pennywise.tax, which is our website, we've got a PDF you can download, and it's seven of those common strategies, a lot of them that we just outlined, that says, hey, if you're not sure if you do these, or if your accountant hasn't brought these ideas to you, or if your accountant has shot these ideas down, you're leaving money on the table. And we actually guarantee that with our fees, that if we jump in and get to work and can't save you anything, you don't pay us. So we've got that free guide available. We've got some other free resources that we're working on that we're going to send out to our list in the next couple of months. There's some really good stuff in there, an even more robust list of 151 strategies that I've been working on. So that the website's the best place to go. And then, of course, following me or the company on social media. I'm Adam Williams just about everywhere, and pennywise.tax on all the other social media accounts.
Adam Williams, again, your tax strategist, author, speaker, coach. Your website is pennywise.tax, of which you are the co-founder. Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Josh.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.